Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of Ladies Noise. I am your host, Diva Hayes. Thank you guys for being so patient with me as it is July 31st. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It is August 1st today. It's a full moon. I am back in full force. Let's dive in. All right, I'm back. So let's talk about certain things. First thing first, I've been super blessed and busy and life has been happening, but I'm here and I want to thank you guys for still tuning in to my podcast because I still see, yes, I still get to see the statistics of how many people watch my podcast through the months, even if I've been absent since November 2022. It's been a good almost a year, and I'm just thankful that you guys keep tuning back to my old podcasts. It just shows that you guys are interested and you guys miss me, miss my voice, and want to know what's going on. So here I am about to dive in about my ghosting, y'all. Let's go. So, I'm not gonna lie, sit here and lie to you guys that I know what I'm going to talk about. But one thing I do like about myself is that I can conversate, okay? I can bring it to the table. I can talk. So I'm gonna talk. So, a lot's been happening with me. I'm just gonna have a little conversation with you guys as I roll, you know. Shout out to all my smokers. You already know. It's bedtime and I'm rolling one to bed. But it's been a long time coming of me doing a podcast because every time I wanted to do one, something happened or I'm like, oh, I don't feel like it anymore. And that's stagnation, which is something that you need to fight when you need to get stuff done. You need to fight it and get it done because, you know, you will never get it done. You know, I think you guys that's been tuned into my podcast, you guys all know that I'm somebody that's all about positivity and like helping you guys grow and helping you see your potential and pushing you to your best. So I've been doing just that. And this is another proof of that. I'm back and ready to tell you guys that it hasn't been easy. It really hasn't been easy for me. But at the same time, it has. You know what I mean? Like, I've had the best time for the past year, okay? Because I know I haven't been active that much on my podcast. I let go of social media. I had to take a break because life was real. I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys it's been all, like, roses and everything. No. But it's how you come out of it. It's how you deal with situation. It's how you handle it. That's what matters. And lately, mental health is so important for you to check. I repeat, it is so important for you to check your mental health and take the time to breathe before you speak, breathe before, you know, you react to any situation. Hold the emotions, not you not expressing yourself. You can express yourself with your emotion, but hold your emotions because your emotions can get you in trouble. It can get you really like, you should have just not reacted this way. You wouldn't have been in this situation. But we live and we learn, right? As I'm a Libra, I can't help but pour my heart in my sleeve, okay? I'm a very honest person. I can't lie. I can't fake stuff. So I'm going to sit here and tell you guys that I have been going through relationship issues. Yes. 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 It feels good to admit it because, you know, you just sit there and just act like everything is perfect still and that's what's killing you, you know? And being in a relationship where you guys were looked at as a power couple and where you guys were looked at as relationship goals, which I never want to be I never want to be labeled as anymore, because you know. But when you guys are looked up to and envied, it's tough to show that things are not going good, because everybody expects you guys to be so good, because you guys are so good, right? Or we're so good. But behind closed doors, nothing is perfect. Nothing lasts forever, or things don't always go as we want it to go. And so, yes, I'm here sitting in my heartbreak, but I embrace every steps, every moment, and every adventure that has happened in my past relationship in the last 3 years now. And a round of applause to myself, because I finally admitted it to the world. I don't even know who's gonna listen to this podcast, but I know you guys will listen, and I just hope that it relates to you. I just hope that I reach to you who is heartbroken, who is feeling lonely, who can't get out of bed, who don't feel like doing anything, who can't go to work because you're crying or you've been so emotional, who can't tell your friends how you really feel because you're afraid of them judging you. Because some of them actually will judge you. We're going to get to that in a minute. No judgment zone around here, please. But I just wanted to reach out to you guys and pour it all out to all the people that relate to life, to love, to heartbreak, to happiness. It all happens to us in the same lifetime. And as they say, you only live once. No, we don't. We live every day. You live every day. Somebody that has lived, somebody that's 35, they live 35 years of their life. And if you count 35 years and you break it down to how many days that is, and hours and minutes, that person has lived not only once, but a lot of times. You understand what I mean? Don't let that YOLO thing guide your life. You only live one. No, you do not. You live a lot. You live every day. Okay? So express yourself. Make mistake, get up and live again. Tomorrow you have another chance to do it again, but to make sure you don't repeat the lessons that did not work for you. Understand, I said lessons, I didn't say mistakes. Because what? We all make mistakes. But are you gonna sit there and blame yourself and throw rocks at yourself? No. They're all lessons. They're lessons because you're supposed to learn from them. They're lessons because you went through it and you know the pain, and you know not to do it again, unless you're really just stupid or hoping for another outcome, which could be possible. But you know what they say, when you expect the same, do the same thing and expecting a different outcome, motherfucker, you crazy. You either crazy or you have hella faith, okay? But you know what I mean? Like, I gotta laugh in between, because that's who I am. I laugh in my pain. I laugh when I'm okay, when I'm not okay. I laugh because, you know, it helps you heal. It helps you feel better. And I hope that if... if you listen to this spot, bro, what's wrong with me? If you listen to this podcast, you can relate deeply and understand that you're not alone, and understand that it is all, we're all mirrors to each other, but it is how we deal with situation is how you handle situations, what's gonna make you strong and keep on living. Keep on living. I know it's tough. Life is like one of the best things that can happen to you in life. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm not gonna sit here and say whatever, you know. But it is the best force in this world. For you to feel love, for you to be loved, for you to be in love, for you to love. It is an amazing thing, an amazing feeling, and it feels so right when you have have the right person loving you back, or at least as it feels like for the moment. But you know what I mean? It's just so warming. As I'm sitting here staring at this flame, my candle's burning. I'm actually don't know why my hands are putting together like I'm praying. I'm feeling so warm. I'm like feeling so loved, and you will think I'm on something. You will think I don't know. I just wish, you know what, maybe it's time for me to have visual podcasts with you guys very soon. I will get to work for that for you guys, I promise. And make sure you guys tune in when I get to that, because I've been with you guys for 4.5 years now. Okay? So, as I was saying, I think I'm able to speak and express myself even better right now with everything that's happened to me, because I'm healing. Yes, it's not fully healed, but I am healing. For me to hear myself speak and sit here and talk to you guys, and I almost forgot about my problem, but I'm talking about my problem, but I feel at peace. And I hope when you guys hear this message and listen to this podcast, I hope that this energy travels through your heart and mind and your ears, and it just heals you. Voice and the energy that I'm bringing through this podcast today heals your heart, and whatever that's going through with you, everything is gonna be okay. It will, if you trust you trust the process and you trust your heart, and don't be so hard on yourself. It is so important to love yourself even when you don't think you want to, because you're like, ugh. But girl, if I love myself right now, I wouldn't be able to speak to you guys so freely and express myself about my heartbreak. So that is what I wanted to share. And I am also going to talk about friends that are very judgy. You know, we say don't be judging people, and don't judge the book by its cover. But it is crazy how your craziest motherfucking friend that you never judge, when they see you down, oh my god, all hell breaks loose. They be the first one to throw rocks, like, oh yeah, pause. I'm a very honest person. I'm just gonna say here, this is my space, this is my podcast, this is my story, this is my side of the story, and this is the truth, and this is how it went down. And so I am telling, obviously, 420 on the clock. I'm talking about 420 minutes. Time to smoke, bitches. I am talking about my heartbreak to my friend, and I'm starting to notice that she is making fun of me. But I'm like, okay, I don't know if this bitch is crazy, because who the fuck are you to make fun of me? But anyways, proceed. I realized that at that moment, the dumbest person feels the brightest. I repeat, when you're in pain and you're usually somebody that's wrong, that's so strong, that's always there for everybody, when you break down and cry, it's like people waited for you to be so broken, and that's when it's like they take the mic and try to take over your life and started like telling you what to do. No, bitch, calm down. I'm just hurting. Why do you feel like you know so much? First of all, I don't even know why I'm telling you this when you don't even know how it feels like to be in a relationship for this long. It's like sometimes it's not worth it telling your friends certain things. But it is, because you need to know who your friends are, right? But sometimes, people really show themselves their true face. It's like they couldn't wait for you to feel down or miserable so they can throw rocks at you. But the whole time, these motherfuckers been miserable
all along, but you never made fun of them or made belittle them or made them feel less than who they are. They literally have all the issues in the world. They literally never really can keep anything to themselves or make any sense. They literally kind of have mental issues. I'm not here judging, but by choice, because you know some people use certain substances and they abuse of it, and then they just look fucked up, and when they're fucked up, they're talking all fucked up. I never judge a fucked up friend when they're coming up to me all fucked up, feel me? But when a motherfucker sees you down, it's like, oh yes, I couldn't wait, I'm gonna start making her feel like she ain't shit. Anyways, this shit happens to me, and I realized that my friend was a hater. She was kind of making fun of me as she was like cheering me up. I was like so confused. I'm like, I don't know if this is my friend, but I'm never gonna show how I feel to you anymore. First of all, you don't even have the best advices. Second of all, you're drugged out, you can't even make a full sentence that makes sense. You're mumbling and cutting in between. Third of all, I just thank you for your mouth and your ears. I was just here venting to you. And as a friend, you should sit there and listen to your friend, not judge them and start trying to bash them when they're down, when they're actually the one that's more intellectual than you. You know what I'm saying? No judgment, but it's just like so facts. It's facts, you know? That's how you gotta know yourself, so you can see when people's trying to make fun of you. It's like, I'm not your little sister. I'm not your little friend. I'm your friend. You understand? I'm your friend that's venting for this right now. I don't need you to belittle me like you waited for this opportunity, but it also is so perfect that you're showing yourself this way, because I can only imagine what you will say behind my back. And so with that, be careful who you share your information, how you feel. Some people make fun of you for so long for being vulnerable in a situation where they never was able to even deal with, or they never been in for that long. So don't even let people tell you how to do or deal with yourself. Deal with yourself. Listen to positive people that kind of that make sense to you. You know, you take and leave, right? You listen to positive things, you leave the negative things. That's it. Point blank, period. I don't come out here talking all negative to you guys. If not, I wouldn't have so many listeners coming back and listening to my old podcasts. And with that, I just hope that this message resonates with somebody out there. It's going to resonate with a lot of y'all, okay? Because I give y'all the truth, and then I give y'all a little story time. Y'all mean I mean... I give you a little story time because I missed y'all and I miss talking to y'all, and I don't want to make it boring, but I just had to share what's been happening here. So thank you guys for tuning back to Letty's Noise. I'm not so much on social media as I used to be, but I'm still on Instagram at Diva Hayes. I'm on Twitter at Diva Hayes 1. I'm on YouTube. Send me messages. I am temporarily taking a break off Snapchat, but I'll be back. But you guys are welcome to leave me voice notes here, leave me messages, send me an email. I will leave it in the description box so you guys can send me an email. Tell me how you feel. Tell me if this story resonates with you, and ask me questions. Suggest me the next subject. Let's do an interview. Let's chat. Let's talk. You want to call me and talk to me about what's going on with you? I'm here to listen. Worldwide, Hayes. Okay? Love you guys. Peace in the Middle East. Bye.